Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
So it looks like the spotlight is on us and not on the recession that many CEOs are expecting to happen early next year.
Yeah, indeed. Many financial experts have been predicting that at least the United States will enter a recession soon. In fact, ARK Invest CEO Cathy Wood recently said that the U.S. is already in an economic downturn, and she did admit that she had underestimated the severity and the lasting power of inflation. On the same day, ECB's president, Christine Lagarde, played down concerns about a recession in the Eurozone.
Now, according to Nomura Holdings, many major economies will enter multiple recessions over the next 12 months amid tightening government policies and rising living costs, pushing the global economy into a synchronized growth slowdown. Here in Singapore, though, the Minister of State for Trade and Industry, Alvin Tan, told Parliament just this week that Singapore is not expected to see a recession nor a stagflation in 2023, noting that economic activity has been resilient.
Well, that seems like good news, right? But fears are still growing that the economy has, or at least will, start shrinking. With all these red flags, how can we better prepare ourselves? Are there steps we can take to help ourselves get through tough financial times? And I'm sure there are. To help us out, Laurent Bertrand joins us. He is CEO and co-founder of Better Trade-Off. Hi, Laurent.
Hi, Bachi. Hi, Timothy. Thank you for having me.
So, Laurent, first of all, we've been told, don't worry, there won't be a recession anytime soon in this part of the world. What are your views on that?
Well, I'm not a government, but let's remember one thing first. We went through one of the largest, if not the largest, recession with COVID in 2020. That was the largest recession since independence for Singapore. So that's not the first time. And I must say that if you look at the track record of the government, it has been quite exemplary. So now the next question is, would a U.S. recession spell a recession for Singapore? Obviously, the economy would be impacted. But the question is really, how would it play it out? Because there are different recessions, the nature of them, and the impact can be long or short, and different people are impacted differently. No matter what, I think the fear is really what's going to drive the behavior, because if you fear that you're going to lose your job, you're probably going to reduce your spending. It's normal, it's logical. If you have a fixed salary, it probably means that you have more saving, maybe with inflation, maybe not. The key question is, what are people going to do in investment? Because we see the market going down, we see things going down. So what would I do with my savings? What should I do? So in theory, what's going to happen is that you should have always some emergency fund, okay? And so that should help you with the uncertainty, like the COVID, nobody saw it coming, and nothing to do about it. The recession, we see it coming. Being ready to change job is important, but you have to have this ability to sustain some shock to some extent. Now, what's happening is most of the time, unfortunately, is that we reduce spending, so the people who have businesses and for income will be impacted more severely than large corporation, people working for a large corporation. Question is really about what do you do with your long-term investment, because this is really what's going to drive your wealth over time.
All right, let's focus on the emergency savings that you were talking about there, Laurent. How prepared are Singaporeans when it comes to this?
So what we see with the people who use our solution is people are getting more prepared because they start doing financial planning, and that really helps them to put money into order. If I look at one indicator, the CPF, for example, there was $425 billion in CPF in 2019. In 2021, $505. So it looks like in terms of readiness and the ability to mobilize money is there. Now, it is not true for everyone. And one thing for sure is that if you don't have a plan, it's usually very difficult to make sure that your savings level are adequate. So what we always help people with is simulate what would happen if I lose my job for 3 months, 6 months. What if my next job is not paying as well? And you can simulate that easily in 30 seconds and see the result for yourself and know what you must do.
So what would be the adequate?
Better than they used to, but it can always be better.
What would be the adequate savings then, you would say? Because we hear anything between 3 months to 6 months of your salary is a good indicator. But what is your opinion on this?
My opinion is very simple. It depends on the situation. So if you're 55, very high paid, finding a new job which pays the same might take a lot of time, okay, and more than you think. So in that case, you might want to say, look, and that's where the simulation helps, is I need to cover 1 year. Maybe I'm taking 1 year to find a job. But if you have been training, retraining, if you have a good support system, if you're young, in general, it goes way faster. And so this is why those numbers in general need to be tempered depending on your personal situation. I think most people are aware of job market and how easy it is for them to switch from one to another or not.
Yeah, I wish that racism, or rather that ageism, did not exist, but unfortunately it does. And I guess if financial planners take that into account, they are being realistic. The fact is, though, Laurent, what can one do in terms of investments to hedge against an economic recession?
So, back to square one, do you need the money the next 6 months? Mm. If you need, you'd better not take a lot of risk. So the first question is time horizon. Your investment should be for long-term time horizon. Your retirement, your prospect remain the same. Your goal, the fact you want to get married, buy property, get kids, send them to college, all those things remain true. They should not change. What has changed is your ability to fund it. And so what we're talking about is your ability to generate extra saving and then invest them. So if you have a long-term horizon, investment is really an opportunity to dollar cost average it. So you have the opportunity to regularly invest. I think the discipline is the most important part, because if you're out of the market, you're probably going to miss the rebound after the recession.
Okay, so with the Singapore stock market, it will be affected by any kind of global recession for sure. And in fact, some experts are saying it might fall between 30 to 60% of its peak as well. So what are the considerations that we should be thinking of when it comes to investing in the market?
So your time horizon, as I said, because if you have a very long time horizon, continue buying. This is probably getting cheaper assets. Where we're there, you need to be diversified. We saw Netflix losing 25% one day because they lost 200,000 subscribers out of the hundreds of millions they have. So it tells you that things happen. And I think that to be investing without losing sleep, it's also very important to understand the virus, but also to kind of simulate what would happen when things go right, what would happen when things go wrong. And that's what a solution like ours, or something that you will find with Stan Chatter, the ST Gold Spanner, you can see that for yourself. And that really helps to not panic, because I think for the investment, what you can do is not panic. Look at advisor, because they can tweak your investment to make sure they are more aligned with the situation in the market. But most importantly, having this discipline. And it's difficult to have discipline when you see news and you don't know what's going on. It's so much easier when you have seen, hey, this is a scenario, I've planned for this scenario, and now I'm confident that it's okay, I know what to do, and I can secure my future. This, in my experience, is more important than picking the next stock that is going to go up very dramatically.
Laurent, to what extent have you observed a resistance among Singaporeans to even begin doing a proper financial plan? What more, a financial plan for a recession?
So what we see is that a lot of people are concerned about losing, because when you lose money, it's scary. And so this is why this kind of work that you can do by yourself or with a financial advisor, playing the scenario helps you. Looking at what happened in the past and looking at what happened after give you an indication. But it only works psychologically when you do it for your own plan. When I show some number from someone else, it's not the same. There is an emotional aspect of it. And this is why we really advise using digital solutions to simulate what it means for you in your situation. We're all different, and we all have different appetites, but it's very difficult to assess something which is not relevant to you. So preparing, again, gets you to a point where you're confident.
So this is a free financial planning tool, right? How then do you monetize your business?
Oh, very simple. We sell it to banks like Standard Chartered, so they can offer it to their clients as a service, as its own service. We sell it to advisors who are using it with their clients, because once again, when you don't know the situation or when you scare, most of us, we do what the reindeer does in front of a car with the light, we freeze. We don't do anything. And this is the worst we can do, because at the end of the day, we're not prepared. We're scared. We take panic decisions. And so this is the beauty of it, is by doing that, we help the user, the consumer, to have transparency and confidence that they can act. so they have a better future, they secure their future. But we also ask the advisor and the financial institution to provide a much more accurate advice because they understand your situation more precisely and they can help you with the right product at the right time.
Mm, but as individuals, we can go into the portal and use it as well, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Right, okay.
All right, Bertrand, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us. Laurent Bertrand, their CEO and co-founder of Better Trade-Off. You're listening to Primetime.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.